Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi today is finishing up Chapter 1 of Avodah Zarah with Mishnayot 8 and 9. Ve'eino sin tachshitin l'avodah zarah. We do not make decorations or jewelry for an idol. For example, kutlayot, like necklaces, nizomim, nose rings, tabaut, and regular finger rings. And this may even include jewelry made for people with religious symbols on it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Beschar mutter, for pay it could be allowed." Now the Mefarshim point out this line in the Mishnah does not appear in the version that Rashi and Tosafot had, and it's very strange to say that, oh, you could make something that's used for Avodah Zarah for money. That does not seem what he's really saying. We know Rabbi Eliezer is one of the big Balei Mesorah. He knows what he's talking about, so perhaps we just don't understand what he means, or this line should not have appeared in this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes on to a new topic. Ein mochrin lahem b'mechubar l'karka. We don't sell them anything attached to the ground. This would even include crops and trees. And we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael. Aval mochir hu mishi kotzetz. But he can sell him the tree or the crops once they've been cut off the land. Now the issue here is selling them something that's attached to the land might come to sell them land as well. I actually saw cases in Bava Batra where selling three trees included land with it as the default position, and we can't sell them anything in Eretz Yisrael. It's actually a biblical prohibition in Dvarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, lo tehanem. Lo tehanem, this word tehanem is lashon chen, to show favor. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf 20, they talk about, well, it's not just favor and compliments, it's also don't give them something chinam, don't give them chinam for free, with the same words chen, the same letters. And lo titen lehem hania bakarka, do not give them a settlement, an ownership in Eretz Yisrael. In modern Ivrit, hania is like parking, like a parking lot, but it means, you know, a place you can settle. We don't want to give them part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Yisrael. So we don't sell things attached to the ground because the Jew might come to sell them ground with it as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mocher Hu Lo Almanat Lekot. Rabbi Yehuda says you could make a condition. You could say, I'm selling you this tree or these crops on condition you cut them down and haul them away and you don't leave them here and stay on the land. The Mishnah adds, Ein Moskir Lehem Batim Eretz Yisrael. We do not even rent out houses in Eretz Yisrael because then a Jew might sell them a house. Ein Sarach Lamar Sodom. Of course, we don't rent them or sell them fields. Ubisuria, Suria sounds familiar. That's Syria or Aram Tzova. This was an area conquered by David HaMelech, but it was conquered before all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered and before the temple was built. So it's considered Kivush Yochid, which has a certain Kedusha, but not as much Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael proper. So Besuria Maskirin Lehem Batim. We could rent out homes of Alo Sada, but we wouldn't rent out fields. Bechutz La'aretz, that's even further out, Mochin Lehem Batim, Maskirin Lehem Sada. We could sell homes and rent out fields, Divrei Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is Mekel, he says, Be'eretz Yisrael, Maskirin Lehem Batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you can rent a home. He doesn't worry that you're going to come to sell a home and be over Lo Techanem. Avalo Sada, but we do not rent out fields. Ubesuria, in Syria, Mochrin Batim, Maskirin Sada. We can sell homes and rent out fields to idolaters. Ubechutz La'aretz, and out here in America, Mochrin Elu Ve'elo. We can sell both of them. The Bartnura brings the halachas, like Rabbi Yossi holds Lake Lemigzar in Chutz La'aretz. It's very far away. Of course, if you have a practical shaila, sometimes it comes up that somebody wants to buy the property davtaka to build something that's going to be used for a religious purpose for another religion. That is an important question to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Now on to Mishnah Tet. Af b'makom she'amru l'haskir, even in a place where the sages said it is allowed to rent homes to idolaters, lo levet dira amru. Ideally, we're not renting them to live there. Because he's going to bring his idols, his getchkes, his disgusting shkatzim remashim, into a Jewish-owned house. Shenemar in the pasuk says, "Lo tavito eiva el beitecha." In Devarim chapter 7, it says, "Do not bring ta'eva, this disgustingness, into your house." It's referring to idols. If the Jew owns the house and rents it to a pagan, the pagan's going to bring in his idols. And in any event, lo yisker lo adam merchatz. We do not rent out a Jewish-owned bathhouse. Mipnei shehi nikrit ol shmo, because it will still be called in the name of the Jew. Now the issue here is, The Jew built the bathhouse, he owns it, and if he rents it out to a non-Jew, the non-Jew will use it on Shabbat and will be heating up water on Shabbat. And people there might say, hey, isn't this Reuven's bathhouse? Isn't this a Jewish-owned bathhouse? And Reuven's got this non-Jew working for him, you know, heating up the water on Shabbat, doing a biblical prohibition. So people will think that the Jew hired the non-Jew to work on Shabbat, which is, of course, forbidden. In the Bartner, they explain that it's a little bit different by fields. If there's a non-Jewish sharecropper in a field who happens to be doing work on Shabbat, it's really he's doing work for himself because he's got a percentage. So you see the Bartner if you want to know the difference between the fields and the bathhouses. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.